Blackstone Audio presents Seventh Heaven by Alice Hoffman, narrated by Hilary Huber. 1959. Chapter 1. In the Country of the King. Late in August, three crows took up residence in the chimney of the corner house on Hemlock Street. In the mornings, they set up a racket that could wake the dead. They picked up stones in their beaks and tossed them down at picture windows. They plucked out their feathers, which would surface all day long in odd places, in bowls of Cheerios, in the pockets of shirts drying on laundry lines, inside glass milk bottles delivered at dawn. This corner house was the only one to have been vacated since the subdivision was carved out of a potato farm 6 years earlier. Before the builders began working, the town was nothing more than a post office up on Harvey's Turnpike, surrounded by farms. All that first spring, renegade potatoes were unearthed when the men on Hemlock Street put down their lawns and planted mimosas and poplars. On trash day, there would be heaps of potatoes alongside the aluminum cans. Everything in the neighborhood was brand new. The elementary school, the high school, the A&P, the police station on the turnpike. The air itself seemed new. It could make you dizzy if you weren't used to it. And relatives visiting from Brooklyn or Queens often had to lie down on a couch with a damp handkerchief pressed to their temples. The bark on the trees left fresh green patches on your hands if you dared to climb the thin, wavering branches.